Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Have you ever had any comments left saying that you're too expensive, that no one's ever going to buy your crochet at that price, and who do you think you are charging that amount? It's not worth it. Who would buy that? No one can afford it. All these comments are fairly common, especially on Facebook. Facebook is kind of the place where these kind of comments really get centered. And it can lead us really questioning our prices. It can lead us to questioning how we work out what we're going to charge for a crochet and how we decide how to price things. It may really bring us down. It may knock our confidence. You can end up feeling like you're money grabbing. Like you are not there for everyone, that you cannot cater for everyone, maybe getting above yourself, and it can really knock your confidence in deciding how to price your crochet for your business. But here's the thing, it's not a you problem, it's a them problem. When setting your prices, you have to price what you need to. And what you need to do is cover your costs. So that's the cost of your yarn. It's the cost of any accessories. The cost of your packaging if you're posting things out. The cost of your time, because you deserve to get paid. And you deserve to get paid what you want to be paid. We're not talking minimum wage. You do not have to pay yourself that. You can pay yourself much higher. And it's you who gets to decide how much you earn. So your costs include your salary. They also include running costs because your business takes money to run. Maybe you pay for a scheduling app for your social media. You have things to buy. You use hooks. You might have a yarn winder. You may have a blocking board. All these things are business expenses that have to be paid for. If you have a room in your house dedicated to your business, you can charge the portion of your mortgage or your rent for that room to your business. You have to pay electricity to charge your phone, to run your laptop. All of these things are part of the running cost for your business. Now, I'm guessing some of you are sitting there going, that's rather extreme, but a properly run business takes all these things into account. They're called overheads. And it's what it costs to keep your business running. I mean, the beauty of having a business that you run from home is that you do it at home. You don't have to rent office space. But at the same time, if you want to keep your business running, it also has to pay its way. And it's got to pay the overheads as well. Not just the obvious things like social media schedulers, or your domain name, or PayPal fees. Those have to be included as well. But you can charge the rest of the overheads for renting your house space as well. You can cover everything. All of this has to be included in the price. You have to break it down. And then on top of that, so on top of the yarn that you used, on top of your overheads, on top of your time, you add profit, because profit is not your salary. That is not what your salary comes from. Profit is what you use to expand your business. So in the future, if you need a new set of hooks, or you need new software, or you need a training course to learn how to run a different part of your business, You use the profits that you've accumulated to pay for that. So you are never personally out of profit, out of pocket. That's what your profits are for, to help you grow your business in the future. Profit isn't what's left over after your costs. Profit is what you build in after all of your costs. And the costs include your salary. So there's a certain amount that you have to charge for your crochet, which means your prices become fairly set. And this assumes that you are working out properly to begin with. Chances are, even if you're getting these comments, you're undercharging. Crocheters are notorious for undercharging for their crochet. And some of it comes down to we don't know enough about business to know better. Some of it comes down to that you think you won't get sales if you price too high. Some of it comes down to the confidence to say, I'm worth this amount. But some of it is just, you don't know how. And a lot of people think that you don't have to account for your salary. Well, if you're not paying yourself, how are you going to run a business? How are you going to afford to keep the business running? So your salary has to be included when you are setting your prices. And so if you go through this system, you won't have trouble setting prices because the system will tell you what you need to charge for every item. So your prices are fairly set. But you'll always get these comments. And the truth is, it's not a you problem, it's a them problem. You're not expensive, it's just that some people can't afford you. The same way some people can't afford a Ferrari. I'll never be able to afford a Ferrari. I mean, I don't actually want one, but even if I did, I would never be able to afford one in all likelihood. Do Ferrari care? No, they don't. Don't give a stuff. Why? Because I'm not their target customer. Their target customers are millionaires. They're multi-millionaires. So unless you got that kind of cash in the bank, Ferrari doesn't give a monkey's what you think. The same with any big luxury brand. They do not care that the average person on the high street cannot afford them. And you have to think the same way. Not everyone can afford you. Not everyone is your target customer. And so if you're getting lots of these comments about your prices being too high, then the chances are you are trying to market to the wrong people. This is not a pricing problem. These comments being left that you are too expensive, that no one will ever buy, that you're charging too much. It's a sign that you are promoting to the wrong people. You need to go out and find the right people. And the right people will buy your crochet without batting an eyelid about the price, because they will understand that they are getting a bargain. Your promotion, the way you're marketing your crochet, is the reason you are having trouble selling. It's not the price. We focus on pricing because it's really easy to change it. Little number is so easy to change in your shop listing. If you're on Etsy, Shopify, you know, wherever you're selling, it is so easy to change that little number. Well, hopefully it's a big number. But it's really easy to change it. It's not so easy to change the way you're marketing your crochet. That's much harder. So we focus on the price being the problem because it's an easy fix. You just lower it. But actually, it's just creating more problems for you. Because if you keep lowering the prices, you're never going to make the money that you need to make a living from your crochet. And wasn't that the point of starting your business in the first place, to make actual money from this? We get so focused on making a sale that we forget to look at the money that's actually coming in. We see money coming in and think we must be making a profit, forgetting that that has to include the cost of yarn, has to include postage, packaging costs, it includes the cost of our time. And when you add all that up, suddenly you've made a loss. No, seeing things going out the door, seeing the notifications of sales, it feels really good. And it makes you think you're being successful. Unless your bank account is increasing in line with that, then you're not being successful as you thought. Businesses can turn into money losers, even if you're making sales. So you can't afford to drop your prices. Instead, you've got to do the hard work. And the hard work is changing how you promote. And it could be that you're marketing to the wrong people. It could also be that you're giving the wrong message in your marketing. You've got to speak with confidence. You've got to speak as a skilled artist. Your crochet is an art, it takes skill, and you have to show your confidence in your own skills. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to convey this in your promotion. It can be difficult. If you've got no experience in creating marketing materials and going all in with that really confident self-promotion, it can be really difficult to do. And if your tone is off, if that confidence is not there, if that excitement of how amazing your crochet is isn't there, it's not going to attract the right people. You have to show how good your crochet is without breaking it down. So without saying a word about your prices, without saying, this is why I price this way, you need to convey the worth, the value. And you're not expensive. If you're marketing to the wrong people, is that they don't have the money to pay, or they're just looking for a cheap deal. Now, this is more prevalent on Facebook. Instagram, kind of people expect more luxury things there, more expensive things being shown off on Instagram. That doesn't mean you cannot make money from crochet on Facebook. You absolutely can. It's just that these comments are not so common on Instagram. Because Instagram is about presenting the luxury look. It's all about that lifestyle, you know, the lifestyle, the influencers. It is more geared towards luxury. And so you're not going to find these comments as much on Instagram. So it doesn't mean you cannot sell crochet at a high price on Facebook. You can. You've just really got to go find the right groups. You got to go connect with the right people. It's a little bit harder, but if Facebook is your preferred platform, it absolutely can be done. You're less likely to get these comments on Instagram, but then with Instagram, you've got to put serious work in to get those amazing looking photos, video, because of Reels, it's far more popular on Instagram now. The grid, not so much. So you will have to change your marketing style on Instagram. But it really depends on how you want to go. But the one thing you're not going to do is drop your prices. If anything, you need to hike them up. Make sure you are charging properly and then go and find the people with the money to pay your prices. Ignore the comments. Anyone who says you're too expensive are simply not the people for you. And it's a them problem. That's it. It's a them thing. It is not about you. It is not about your prices. You are not too expensive. You are not getting too big for your boots. People will buy, but it's the right people will buy. Not anyone will buy. You've got to find the right people. And that's going to take some work. It's also going to take some work to not let these comments bother you. But you just have to remember that they are showing that they have an issue. You don't. Your prices are probably not high enough. So ignore all these comments. Do not lower your prices for your crochet because you deserve to get paid properly. And go and find the right people who will buy your crochet without batting an eyelid at that price tag. So over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be telling my members about how to price, how to set your prices. We're going to go and deep dive into that, everything you need to include, and how to make sure you are charging the right prices for your crochet so that you make the profits that you need. If you want to come and join us for this exclusive episode, you can click the link beneath the podcast episode or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and you can sign up there and join us now. If you've been listening to the podcast and you like what you hear, I would love it if you left a review. I would love to hear what you think. You can go and do that at crochetbusinessschool.com/review. And I would love to hear what you think about the podcast and if you have any suggestions for future episodes. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.